This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a three-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox. Today through Wednesday, the crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right to people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain. You know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity. So you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
President Ronald Reagan said freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. This message made possible by Fun Pros. Fun Pros Event Planning Service has Wisconsin's best team building activities and most innovative interactive games. For your next company meeting, holiday party, or family get together, call Fun Pros 920-886-3594.
Adlai A. Stevenson said, "Patriotism is not short, frenzied outbursts of emotion, but the tranquil and steady dedication of a lifetime." This Memorial Day, Boondocks, Pilings, and Piers would like everyone to remember those brave men and women of the armed forces who paid the ultimate sacrifice in defending our freedom. Let Boondocks, Pilings, and Piers design and build your permanent lakeside oasis. Call now, 920-289-0326.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, Memorial Day edition. Todd and Amanda, we're combing through all the great music that we've had on the Jim and John show. Friday mornings at 8:30, we do the live music series. Dennis Peters joins us, and we bring live music to the audience.
And we bring it because we know you guys want it. Like, yes. These aren't just any musicians. These are local musicians from the area. And our next feature is Brad Bordini, who, by the way, apparently used to be a therapist. So he has a different take on music than your average John.
Your average John?
Your average John. I said it.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, right now, we have a very special guest, Brad Bordini. Dennis, take it away.
Great to see you in studio, my friend. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If you could tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you here, etc.
Yeah, well, no, I've been playing music for, like, I don't know, 30 some years. And actually, you had my very good friend and bandmate, Kurt Gunn, on recently. And so he reached out to, we have a small group of really close musicians. And he reached out, he said, "Hey, you guys should get in touch with them." And
that's awesome.
They're wonderful people, and you'll have a good time.
This is our favorite segment of the week.
The word is getting out.
Everybody talks about it. We love it.
Yeah, this is awesome. It's really great to have you on board, my friend. Yeah.
And even for us, like Jim and I, to sit this close to you, the musicians doing it, it's like, whoa, I pulled back the curtain and how you guys do these.
Yeah. I think a lot of people know you, and you've got an interesting background. And I want to get to the music, but do you mind? I mean, I just want to share a little bit about, you know, what you've been going through, because we try to, like, inform people and to be healthy, be good, just enjoy the music that we have here, all the talent. But, you know, you're fighting something right now that you're getting through, and I just start thinking about you.
Yeah, we were just discussing that before we came on. And so I was diagnosed with a stage 3B colon cancer in May, and just happened to notice some blood, you know.
Yeah.
And reached out to my sister-in-law's a surgeon, and reached out to her, and she got me set up with some people, and found out I had a tumor and some cancerous polyps and stuff. So I had surgery. Recovery is about six weeks after that.
It's very curable.
Chemo.
Yeah, it is. So how are you doing with the music scene?
We're doing great. I released my second album in December, and it was nominated for a lot of, kind of like the Grammys. We had the Whammies.
We're a couple of the presenters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, so I just had surgery, so I got out of, like, I had to make myself walk and do the requirements to get out. And I'm like, I got to go to the award show. I'm nominated. So they were, the hospital staff was wonderful. Wow. But
were you there?
I ended up being there. I was kind of there. I mean, I was on, on some pain meds, so I had the fortune of being nominated for many, awards there.
Good
and,
for you.
And then, but I've been it's been a whirlwind since we've been playing duos with I have the Brothers Gunn, which is with Kurt Gunn. And
so Brad, when you go to the studio, I know we're gonna get to a song real quick. Do you have your songs all developed in advance? You know exactly what the arrangement's gonna be, or do you kind of leave it open just to see what happens?
Just for interpretation?
Yeah, no. So most of my stuff I have kind of dialed in, and I send it to the rhythm section, and then they play with it sometimes, and it's funny because I'll write something that's almost like this soft, sweet thing, and they come in just crashing on it. I'm like, okay, I guess that's what we're going to go with, but I learned from from Kurt. He was my sage, and he said, whatever Mark tells you, Mark Goldie, whatever he tells you, just do it. You know, he's like, he's got a lot of awards, you know, so go with that, you know. So I just kind of let it develop as it is.
What would you like to play for us, my good sir?
This is one of my, I just figured with the cold and everything, and I was like, you know, I'm going to hold on to that hope of, you know, summer and stuff. So this is one of my songs called Summer Days.
You're my brother.
All right. There we go. I'm on board.
Flying leaves, frozen ground, where you're breathing, I am bound. Catch the feeling of autumn days, simpler time and way. See the smile washing over all who find her. The ways I kept it so close for these summer days. Winter comes uninvited, little hope running high. Gather all inside your mind, chasing light to survive. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept it so close for these summer days. Comes, can't control what she does. Shine or rain remains the same. Remember, hide your love. See the smile washing over all who find her. See the ways I kept it so close for these summer days.
Nice.
That's great.
Very nice,
Thank
Brad.
You. Thank you very much.
I agree, an uninvited winter. When did you write? Did you write that in January? Or do you... like, where do you get your inspiration to write, I want to ask. But that song, I'm... assuming you wrote in the winter.
Yeah, actually, it was more about kind of the season of discontent, you know. In other words, kind of like a cold in relationships and stuff. But it also, you know, musicians always have dual meanings for everything.
Yes, you
know,
and, you guys do.
And, no, it's interesting because, you know, in my line of work, and you know, I was a psychotherapist for, you know, 20 years and did hospital work and everything. And what I noticed was, especially in this area, you know, wintertime, we have a lot of seasonal affect stuff. You know, a lot of people get really sad and down. And there's so many people that it's almost like dual personalities. You know, like you shift into this different feeling, right? and you got to hold on to hope. You have to find a way to hold on to hope. And just like while I'm going through the cancer stuff, you just shift your beliefs. You know, you literally have to just think your way through a lot of stuff. And that's not the only way to do it. Obviously you have to do many other things, but that's kind of where that came from. It was like idea of holding on to
search for the light.
Yeah.
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 Now Jim's going to ask this question. Who was it that really lit that spark for you to do what you're doing right now?
Yeah. My dad, one of his best friends when he was, you know, kind of, this is like Vietnam time. His one of his best friends, his name was Beats, and as his name was Bill Bruckner, and he was one of the old school, you know, the FM. Remember,
sure.
Do you remember on old Saturday Night Live, they had like you could switch between AM, FM,
yeah,
and he was like, hey guys, how you doing? And then he switched, hey, you know, like the
FM stuff. Dan Aykroyd, right?
Dan Aykroyd, yeah, that's right, yeah. So that's who Beats was. He was kind of like the FM guy, you know, say, hey, you know, and so he was this amazing guy that would make like mixtapes for my dad, you know, and So I grew up listening to, you know, Eric Clapton and you know, old school, you know, and then eventually Stevie Ray Vaughan and things like that and blues and stuff. So I just got into it. I taught myself how to play. I played, I don't know, 18, 19 instruments, something like that. But I just teach myself how to play them. And so that's just kind of how it sparked.
Awesome.
From my dad, you know.
You say you learned to play 18 or 19 instruments?
Yeah. I just kind of sit with them. My wife bought me a mandolin 1 year for Christmas, and I think in 30 minutes I was writing songs out and stuff. It was really fun. I do have to say, I have to give credit where credit's due, because I think he's listening right now. Mr. Kurt Gunn did advise I play that song. So I give credit where credit's due. Right. So thanks, Kurt.
Thanks
good,
for
good
sharing
call,
it.
Buddy.
Yeah. We enjoyed having him here.
Yeah.
That was great. Where can we see you? You talked about the facility,
the
porch in De Pere, but where else are you guys?
Yeah,
and what's your Facebook, and how can we follow you?
So I do have, if you search Brad Bardini on Facebook, there's two versions. I got my personal page, and I cross over all my stuff, because, you know, we do a bunch of different things in the community and whatever, but the one that has me with, like, kind of, you know, my fedora, like large hat and a guitar and stuff, that one's my band one, and then I have a personal one as well, but you can find most of my, you know, performance dates on there. And then we have the Brothers Gunn. And again, that's also on Instagram as well. So we've got, you know, two different accounts that way. And
so how does a guy get, or as they say on TV, how do we get a hold of your music? How do we plug in? How do we?
Great question. So if you go any streaming platform, basically, I have, you know, once we get up and running, Mark's got... I think he sends it out. I can't remember how we did that, but it's on a Spotify. It's okay. On YouTube videos, you know, stuff like that. So
how do you profit the most from your music besides Spotify? You get like 800ths of a cent for every million, you know,
yeah,
plays.
I'm not supporting the family on that. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we support you the best?
You know, you can, I think you can purchase, the albums on, I think Bandcamp, stuff like that. So, all right. This,
tips are always appreciated for the,
there you go. Right. There you go. So, all right, this one's called City Lights.
Driving the night across the county line, got nothing left ahead or behind. I know in the night I believe that I would be the man you thought I could. Now I hide in your eyes, cover up my lies to the truth that only you and I can write. As the tears fall down, they hit me like a wave that'll wash me to my grave. City lights and midnight fights call me home again. I keep talking in your sleep, it quiets the voices in my head. They're out in my head. Oh, 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 oh. So I go there, my friend, to the edge of town, where your loved ones laid me down. Where will decide if the stars align? Who will make it out alive? The city lights and midnight fights call me home again. Keep talking in your sleep, it quiets the voices in my head. It's out in my head. All before, and I know how the story goes. Which one wins, no one really knows. 'Cause at the end of the day, how much can you let go? Will you let love win or be on your own? Will you let love win or be on your own? Oh, 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 oh.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
In the words of actor Christopher Reeve, a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. This Memorial Day, we give thanks to our members of the United States military, past and present, who've defended our freedom. This message brought to you by C. McP Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris McFetridge. It's that simple. Call C. McP Realty at 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. This is a special edition of the show on this Memorial Day featuring Todd, producer, Amanda, producer, and the music from the live Mino and the Mayor music series that we feature on Friday mornings. Very special one right now. This is for the kids. Turn it up. This is Strategic.
My name is Brandon. I go by Strategic.
There you
go. That's my stage name. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, good to be with you guys this morning. Thanks
great
for having me.
Great to have you here, man. Yeah. Where are you from? We're born and raised, the whole thing. Give us all the background.
Born in Appleton. Yep. Went to school in Milwaukee. Came back to Appleton. Been playing all around the state.
Let's hear some, brother.
I'm going to do for you guys a song from my most recent album that came out last year called Possibilities. And this is a song called With My Beating Heart.
The clock is ticking even faster now. I'll make it through this, I just don't know how. Chances to prove myself every single day. Not afraid to fail and learn from my mistakes. Take it for granted.
story unfolds. And I won't take it for granted. Every beat is magic, and the story unfolds. With my beating heart, with my beating heart, I'm gonna get it right. With my beating heart, hey, with my beating heart, with my beating heart, gonna get it right. With my beating heart, I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Awesome. Oh, Strategic in the house with our Dennis from the Glam Band Music Series.
Hey, I heard you have got something new coming out.
Yeah, so...
Something unique.
Always. Always.
Life of a musician.
Well, something for our future. So tell us about that.
I've been recording and working on a kids album.
Yeah, awesome. We heard about that.
Yeah, actually, it's a second volume. I already released another volume back in 22.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's been out a while, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It was just kind of a natural thing that happened during COVID. My kids and I playing around and just writing these silly songs. And
that's awesome.
It's like other people might want to hear these.
Tell us about the kids aspect, though. I think that's, what type of message are you trying to send in your music to kids?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think, you know, especially in this area, I think family's a big thing. And so just kind of playing into that a little bit with all the great things that we have going on in this Northeast Wisconsin area.
Where do we find you socially?
Socially is Strategic Rock. Usually, if you just look that up anywhere, you'll find me.
So. Fantastic.
Let's hear some Strategic Rocking It Out with children's music on your new album. Today. It's great stuff. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. This is called Shota. Shota, Limit Your Screens. I walked in, saw him sitting on the couch. I said, how many have you watched? They said, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5. And I said, I think that is just about enough. Next came crying, yelling sort of stuff. Now it's clear to me, you've reached your shoulder. So I said, limit your screams, limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain. Well, it hadn't even been 2 hours. This whole plan went totally sour. They are asking me what they can do. And I said, almost anything that you please, except for staring at a screen. That's the way it goes when you've reached your shoulder. So I said, limit your screams, limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain. Limit your screams. Spend time with your family. Life is better when we can see your face. Turn off the shows, turn off the games. Sometimes you just need a little break. Find another way to use your brain.
All these screens are making us insane. Maybe you should go outside and play.
Strategic! That is awesome.
In the rain today.
Outstanding.
I don't know who's going to vote higher on that. The kids or the parents.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. And a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed.
The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, a Memorial Day edition of the show. Again, remember what today is all about. Hopefully you will log on our websites and find some events to partake in today. And remember those men and women who lost their lives for our country.
And all you have to do is go to wgbw.fm or wiss.fm and click events.
We've got all the music this morning from our live music series. This is a special one because it combines music and chickens.
A very special chicken.
What's the chicken's name?
Scooter.
Scooter.
Scooter, who has a book written about him, who is 12 years old and has a coloring book, too.
I'm going to be honest. I like breaded chicken. Otherwise, get out of my way.
I don't want to read about the chicken. No, Jamie Lynn Fletcher is our next musical guest. And she, oh my God, she has lived one heck of a life. And she's amazing.
Yep.
And obsessed with chickens. And we can't wait for you to hear more.
Tell everybody where you first met this guy.
At the opening of the Zippin' Pippin', I was the entertainment.
And we brought in the best.
That's right. You know, I mean, why not?
Elvis is no longer here.
That's right. And we had to do something.
We had to do something.
I got
you. At that level. Yeah. So, yes, thank you. I'm glad you came to that. And
what do you mean the king is dead, baby?
So that was actually at Graceland, for real. Like, that was his roller coaster?
Yeah. Yes. And
okay.
He rode that, and he would buy it out. And bring his friends there.
Okay.
And he rode that for hours and hours and hours.
What was that?
Yeah.
He took drugs on there. I mean, it was just too bad. But could you believe he fit in that cart?
I hope you cleaned all the drugs out.
We did. The only cart that's original is the first one. But anyway, a couple things. Anyway, thank you for doing that. That's really been quite a success.
It was super fun.
And we still have fun. We have Elvis night and
awesome.
A lot of.
Do you play Elvis?
Do you know who?
No.
Do you know who goes out there? And my daughter was one of them.
Frank does.
At a wedding, between the mass and the reception, we have a lot of bridal parties that go out there and ride it, which I think is really cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm in Green Bay. Let's
have
some fun.
That's a beautiful tradition.
And they can cut the line. We allow that. So anyway, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason it's been so successful because of you. Of course, you know that.
Dennis,
how are you doing?
We love having you as part of this. You and Jamie, both two extremely popular local professional musicians.
Well, she is anyway.
What's the same wavelength that you guys have battled and gone through to get where you are today?
Well, we used to both have long hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gave that up for Lent.
Yeah.
It was getting in my way.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you just got to pull it back and be mature.
Oh, so what's my excuse? I cut mine. I still don't have an excuse yet.
Jamie, are you a fan of his type of music, the 80s glam?
I'm actually more of a 90s hip-hop girl.
Did you hear that?
There's no better out there, John.
There are a lot of great tunes in the 80s, and I need to check out your band more. I'm sorry, I have chickens. Like, I'm doing the farmette thing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not excited about
it. You have beautiful chickens.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever said you have beautiful chickens?
A couple times.
Okay. You do have beautiful chickens.
Are you really doing the farmette thing?
Yeah.
I tried that.
Okay.
It
and? No.
Is that in Brilliant or in Stengelville?
Bought a place out there, 40 acres, and I thought that would be cool to kind of live out there and still have the amenities of the city 25 miles.
It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
No, I grew up with chickens. Like, I was raising glamoury chickens when I was a kid. I was showing them in all the competitions, training them, blah, blah, blah. I had chickens before chickens were cool, so I am a farm girl. Like,
you're from the UP, aren't you?
No, my mom is.
Your mom.
My mom is, yeah. So
I got to talk. Okay, we're going to have you perform, but we want to talk a little bit about Your books.
Okay.
Your children's books. Go ahead and talk about those, please.
So Scooter, the matriarch of my chicken coop, she is like a miracle chicken. So she's got more lives than a cat. And she had a really bad accident when she was young. And there was a feral cat.
Was she driving?
Cat attack. She wasn't. Well, she drives now. But she's really good at manual transmission. I mean, we don't screw around with automatics in Fletcherville. She will steal your car. She will totally steal your car. You leave any door open, car door, she'll be in it. You leave the back door open, the house, she'll be in. My chickens are, they are free ranging. Like, but you got to be careful because they'll get lost in the garage. They'll get in your car. Anyway, so Scooter, I've had so many people throughout her life tell me, oh, you got to write a Scooter needs a book. And she is going on 12 now, which is like a million years in chicken years.
Wow.
And she's beautiful. She's a silver lace Polish, you know, with the floofy, glamoury
she's
hair.
She's beautiful,
that,
yeah.
So she's gotten so much attention, and my chickens actually have been some of the faces of McMurray National Hatchery Magazine. And I know, it's a big deal. I've been ordering from them since I was a kid. But
is that like Cat Fancy or something?
Kind of. Comparison? This is like for crazy chicken people.
Okay. I didn't know there was such a thing as crazy chicken people.
There are crazy chicken people. But
I know the funky chicken.
Chickens
sit down,
cool.
Dennis. Okay. Don't ever do that again.
So we started last year, and I was invited to go play Chicken Fest in Webster City, Iowa. Rory Feek was closing. I was opening. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I should have been closing. But it was just super fun. So I said, Scooter, we got to get the book out before we go to Chicken Fest. And she had like town hall meetings to do and stuff because she was running for president at the time too. She had like a whole campaign with T-shirts.
This is your chicken we're talking about.
This is my chicken.
Okay.
This is my chicken.
Incredible story.
So that's her first children's book, and it's Scooter hatching. And a lot of chicks don't make it, and people don't know that. It's really hard. You cannot help them hatch either. It can take up to 24 hours. They have to do it on their own. I mean, you can if it gets really struggly, but then you probably will have a weak bird. They have to get through this. So it's sort of the human struggle of she's trying, and she hits so many walls, literally the inside of the shell, and she wants out because she wants to experience something bigger in the world than being in her safe zone in the shell. It's the hero struggle.
Right.
Okay. She's in her safe zone, but she's a really active, planning, plotting, adventurous little being. But she gets too big for her shell, and then she wants more. But it's really hard to break through the shell.
I love the metaphors.
Oh, okay, I like this.
And so we just finished your coloring book. That's all hand sharpied. I burned out 5 sharpies.
Come did on. You do all the artwork?
Yeah, I did. Because I was really? I was too cheap to hire somebody.
And you
I
think it looks great like that.
See, this is the chicken scene. I can't wait to see what else I'm going to grow into. Now I have these big legs.
That's her campaign flyer from last year.
Well, this isn't a normal looking chicken. I mean, this is. I mean,
yeah,
that's
right. Exactly.
She's beautiful, and she knows it.
All right, ready to play, Jamie?
Yeah. I got asked to do this when everything was just falling apart in life, and I was contacted by what would be like NPR in Japan because I did some gigs over there, and they were doing.
Gigs in Japan?
I did. Yeah, and they were doing a documentary on Hiroshima on the anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And they contacted me and asked if I would write a song for world peace. I was completely broke, and I just said, God, can you help me? Can you just write a song? Because I have no idea. And the song came out, and it was just, it's sort of a message that's really applicable today as
cool.
well.
Cool.
So, do it.
It's just about
Jamie Lynn Fletcher.
You know, we're so divided in society.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. And I have a degree in politics and one a master's of broadcast journalism. And I know how the system works, unfortunately. And so this
okay.
is.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
So, here we go. This is called All the Love That Can Be. I know you're tired and weary, and the world is going mad. You scream, what are we doing? Is this the best that can be had? But when I look into your eyes, I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be. So turn off all the chaos, the confusion, and the lies. We're taught to judge, to run, to hate, to live in a divide. But what's really in your heart? Just take off that disguise, 'cause I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be. So take my hand. Like a compass always pointing north, you know just where I am, I will be there. So count the stars above, and I will write a little song for each and every one that your heart might wish upon. So go and find your dreams, and those roads will lead us back to one if you and I believe in all the love that can be. If you and I believe in all that love that can be, 'cause I see you, I see me, I see all the love that can be.
Jamie Lynn Fletcher. Yay. What did I tell you about her, Todd? What did I tell you about her voice? How clean it was, or it is. I mean, it's just pure. It's
awesome.
Thank you.
Well, this is way too early in the morning for me.
Wait, well, you got to hear one thing, though. She mentioned a little bit. Talk about your journalism background. Your education. I mean,
I was wondering if you're going to ask about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't want to get too weird, but I changed my major 7 times to basically avoid all I wanted to do was be a musician when I was a kid.
Sure.
But didn't have a lot of money as a kid, you know, growing up kind of poorish, lower, middle classish kind of thing. And so you're going to be something real, right? So I hadn't. It was just a struggle trying to find something that could make an impact in the world. So I ended up in political science and international relations and serving all sides and running around with the theatrics in Madison and Washington, D.C.
The stories you could tell.
Oh, the stories I could tell. You have no idea. And I literally just hated myself. So I was going to become a journalist.
Degree from?
UW-Madison, the
okay.
first round.
Right.
I somehow finished in 4 years, and then I got a master's of broadcast journalism at Northwestern, and I ended up being a correspondent out in D.C. for 5 minutes, a little more than five, but it felt like a lifetime. I hated myself. I really did. And this is not, and it's not a cut on journalists, but I was not being truthful to, so right. I'm at these diplomat parties at the National Press Club, and all the hoity-toities, and everybody's schmoozing. It's the whole thing. It's the game. And in the corner was the band. It was music to be ignored by. Nobody at that party cared. And they were having such a blast. And they were the most honest people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, my gosh, I just want to be music to be ignored by. Literally, I didn't want to be here if I couldn't do music. And that sounds really severe, but that's how severe it was. But yeah. I didn't have enough money to go to music school and all that stuff. And I prayed really hard. I got home with a master's, and I just said, Lord, you put this thing in my heart, and I don't want to be here if I can't do it. But I had no outlet. And the next morning, the phone rang with a gig on Carnival Cruise Lines. My name had been passed through like a million channels. I auditioned for Bill's band, and basically it was laughable because I had no idea what I was doing on piano. I knew like Misty and Satin Doll. And he said, you just need to get your butt kicked. That's all. You've got it in your heart and your ear. It's not under your fingers. It's not in your brain, but we're going to do this, yeah. You know. Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina. Que vem que passa no doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo durado, do sol de Ipanema, céu balançado e mais. Que um poema e a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Oh, porque estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, a beleza existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, ah. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo só indo se enche graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor.
Chickens, music, they go together. Jamie Lynn Fletcher on Mino and the Mayor and the Memorial Day Music Special, again, featuring all that great music that we present to you every Friday morning at 8:30 on the Live Music Series.
And it's Mino and the Mayor without Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah, it's Todd and Amanda. We always do the work. I mean, let's be honest about this. We've got a few seconds, all right? We do all the work. They show up. They BS for a living, as Mino says, right?
Yep.
And then we put together a promo before they walk out the door at exactly 10 after 9.
Sometimes a little longer. Sometimes.
Oh, you mean they stay a little bit longer?
Yeah, just a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, but just to sit around and BS some more. Like, get out of here. We got work to do.
But that's why we love Fridays, because, I mean, we end the note on, like, music.
Absolutely.
We end it on music. We end it with Dennis, who's amazing, by the way. And it's just the best way.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. Thinking about buying your first home, one of the first steps is getting pre-approved. Pre-approval not only helps you understand what you can afford, but it also gives you an edge when making an offer. At Bank First, we make the process simple. If you're ready to take the first step toward home ownership, let's connect. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
An unknown author once wrote, "Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it." This Memorial Day tribute on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, made possible by the Schmick Freeman Agency, with locations in Oshkosh and Amro. For all your home, auto, life, and business insurance needs, contact the Schmick Freeman Agency today at 920-718-0163 or visit them online at schmickagency.com.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
As you take the time to celebrate together the liberty that all Americans enjoy, take time to remember the sacrifices that have made this liberty possible and the freedoms that have been won and defended at a dear cost. This message made possible by Advantage Pest and Mosquito Control. For all your extermination and mosquito defense needs, call 920-303-5754. 920-303-5754.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, our Memorial Day music special right here. Todd and Amanda with you. We've got one more segment.
And if you've ever wondered what it's like to start a band on a bet, then Grand Union is the band for you, because that's how they started like 18 years ago.
Yep.
Was someone bet that this hardcore metal guy couldn't do a country band.
Guess what? They did it.
And it's Grand Union. We have McKenna and Jake who have joined us with some fantastic music. And McKenna, who, by the way, has never been in any other band, sounds like she's been doing it her whole life.
Oh, my God. She's awesome. These guys rock.
Check it out.
Jake and I are two of the lead vocalists in Grand Union. The band has been around since 2007.
Wow.
Fun fact, it was started on a dare.
Really?
So, yeah, that's kind of funny. Still ripping, but there's four other guys in the band with us, and I've only been in the band 3 years. Jake's been around longer, but
I think six now.
Yeah.
6 years. Yeah,
so,
wow.
Talk about the dare. What was it? What?
So Steve Pollack was the original founding member of Grand Union, and he is a rock and roll guy at heart.
Right.
This guy loves, I mean, we're talking Kiss, that kind of stuff.
Kiss!
And somebody said, "I dare you to do a country band." And Steve goes, "Watch me." And next thing you know, it's kind of took off from there. And there's been a few iterations of Grand Union throughout the years.
Sure.
And this is just the latest one. He put a good almost 18 years in.
So do you write your own? Tell me about your music.
So the current lineup of the band is myself, McKenna. Jason McNabb is the latest addition we just got.
Wow, that's a great pickup.
I'm so excited to have him in the group. He's a phenomenal vocalist, great guitar player. We have Phil Smith, who's our fiddle player, guitar player, virtuoso. He's incredible. Josh Freimiller is our drummer. And then Tim Beekler, bass player, left-handed bass player, plays like nobody else, and just it's just been such a great group.
We play quite a bit of country music.
Right.
I would say we're rooted
in
country.
That's always kind of been your staple over the years.
Yeah. But Jake has an incredible range, and so we'd be silly to not take advantage of it. So we mix in some rock and roll. We play some Take On Me. And
Anyway,
tell us a little bit about your background.
My background?
Yes.
This is the first band that I've ever been in.
Wow.
You wouldn't know it. I know.
No, right?
You wouldn't
yeah,
know
it. I mean, I've been singing my whole life. I've done a lot of really cool random things, you know, like National Anthem at Fenway Park. I've been in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Very random things.
Where are you from?
Wow. Here.
And you sang at Fenway?
I did, yes. But yeah, the opportunity came to audition for the band. I was a little intimidated because it wasn't like I've never been in a band, but I went for it and I got it. And it's just been the joy of my life.
Well, we got to hear you guys. Let's play some. Okay. Let's go.
Sure. Kenna May and Jake Allen in studio this morning.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm ruts, hanging out on the gate of his truck. But threw a blanket neath the sunset, being brave as 18 gets. We give each other more than our hearts, with the help of a mason jar. Drinking watermelon moonshine, we cut the bird with a little line. Parking back in them Kutsuvines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweet bus. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. I thought this how will last forever, and that ain't what it does. Maybe we drunk in love, or maybe we were just.
Okay, that's one of my all-time favorite country songs. It gives me goosebumps. You sound so much like her. I'm trying to think who it is.
Lainey Wilson.
You sound so much like her. It's incredible.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow. Dennis.
Amazing.
You're the expert.
How do you do that? How do you sound so pure on a Friday morning?
Yeah, you know what? I sang my whole way here, but I was a little worried about those high notes there. Aside from Grand Union, Jake and I do an acoustic duo. We do this one for our acoustic one, but we don't do it with the whole band. So
Let me ask you about our community here. I know you're Nina, Appleton, Oshkosh. Enough venues for you to get exposed?
I would say I'm super thrilled with this area and the support we get to be able to play music live. I mean, to be able to play this many shows in this size of area as consistently as we do, I think it's incredible.
That's great to hear.
It's a shout out to the bars and the people who put us on and hire us.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up so, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So innocent, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. Oh, nothing sweeter than summertime and American honey. Get caught in the race of this crazy life, trying to be everything. Make you lose your mind. I just wanna go back in time to American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go
even sweeter than summertime and American honey. Gone for so long now, I gotta get back to her somehow. To American honey. Ooh yeah, yeah. Ooh, there's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long-lost friend. Oh, I miss
this is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel launching more airstrikes over the weekend, killing scores of Palestinians and drawing international condemnation.
What we're seeing is increasingly Israel's allies being critical. Nine children, one devastating attack, killed in their home as one strike, and their mother, who's a pediatrician, was caring for people at a nearby hospital, the children ranging from just 7 months to 12 years old.
ABC's Ian Panel, Australia's Anthony Albanese calling Israel's blockade of food and medicine completely unacceptable. President Trump on social media saying he's not happy with Russian President Vladimir Putin after an overnight missile and drone strike in Ukraine that was described as the largest in the three-year-old war. The ball now in the Senate's court in the marathon race to pass the budget bill that President Trump has been pushing for. Nine people arrested so far for helping some of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail elude capture. Five of those men are still out. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it.